got a lot going on here. Welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. And not only are we going to talk about the Eagles and the Steelers in week two of this preseason, on Tuesday, the Eagles making some news. A deal. They've got a trade. They announced it on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about it right here. Dennis Kelly, offensive lineman, goes to Tennessee. The Eagles get back wide receiver Dorial Green-Beckham, the 40th selection in the 2015 draft. And, Chris, I remember what it was like last year. A lot of people thinking, hey, Green-Beckham would be an awesome fit in this Eagles offense. Big, strong, can run. And now he's an Eagle.
Everything you could ask for in a wide receiver. Certainly there were some off-the-field concerns, but I just love the move because the Eagles went out and took care of an area of need. The wide receivers, we saw them struggle in the preseason debut against the Buccaneers. Howie Roseman said that, look, we could have waited until the end of the preseason and went through the waiver wire, but instead just make the move now. You insert someone who can challenge the depth on this roster and make the overall team better.
I think there are some serious questions about Green-Beckham. Why did Tennessee give up on their second-round draft pick 1 year later? We've got Howie Roseman talking about the deal after practice on Tuesday.
We felt like it was an opportunity to increase the competition level at the wide receiver position. We've gotten a chance to see some of our young offensive linemen as well and want to give them a chance here to grow and develop. And we felt like the timing was right now where we had some time to work with him and as opposed to doing something at the final cuts. Yeah, we've spent a lot of time here in the last few weeks behind the scenes doing some background work. He comes in with an opportunity. No promises have been made. And we felt comfortable this time to bring him in here and give him an opportunity to compete. Obviously, it's an organizational decision here, and it's on all of us. You know, it's on all of us to rally around these guys and give them the support system. On a different note, today we've hired Brian Dawkins full-time to help in this regard. His title is Football Operations Executive, and he's going to help in player development and his week here, we saw the contributions he can make to our football team, and we're not putting it on Brian either. It's on all of us, but we feel like we're going to get a structure in place that we're going to give these guys the best chance to succeed.
So Brian Dawkins, a football operations executive, and part of his responsibility, Chris, will be to mentor some young players, and that includes Green-Beckham, who will take a village to help him realize his ability. This is an extraordinarily talented player who just hasn't played to that level.
Certainly, you have the size of 6'5", 237 pounds, someone who can high point the football, deceptive speed to get down the football field. Look, everyone thought that he was a first-round talent. The only thing that kept him into the second round was the character. Now, why was he not a great fit in Tennessee? That's in the past now. The Eagles have to make sure they provide the best environment to bring out Green-Beckham's talents and help him help this football team.
So it's a low-risk, high-reward kind of move for the Eagles, who get ready for the Steelers on Thursday. Green-Beckham will not play, according to Doug Peterson. The Eagles also without Carson Wentz, of course. Michael Kendricks won't play in this game. Jordan Matthews also out for Thursday's game, preseason game number two. As for Peterson, he makes talk of, he talks about this deal, about how Green-Beckham potentially fits into this offense.
You know, big, tall, strong, physical receiver, can make plays. You know, there's not a ton of, like, current game film on him, so we kind of dive back into his history a little bit of watching some games. And I really liked him, was intrigued with him, obviously his size and speed, and I look forward to getting him in here and getting going. Our receivers are young. Our receivers are learning every single day. They're working hard every day. I see improvements every single day. From the game to our practice the other night in the link, I saw a little bit of faster tempo. I saw speed. I saw today, you know, receivers are making strides. They're catching the football today. I mean, it's that process that takes time. It takes time. The quarterback getting used to the receiver getting used to the quarterback, and the more time now that we can spend individually, if you notice today in the way the practice was structured, we spent more time throwing to the receivers and throwing to the tight ends and running backs. So we're going to take advantage of that. Anytime we can bring a player in at any position, to whether it's an upgrade or not, we're going to take a look at that and make the best decisions for the Philadelphia Eagles.
We don't know how this is going to work out. I guess at its best, Green-Beckham has Plaxico Burress kind of ability.
Why did you
I
bring
mean,
that
at its
back?
Best, but he's a big,
go up and get it, yes, kind of receiver,
yes,
a threat in the red zone. And he's here to challenge a wide receiver core, Chris, that we can't sugarcoat this. They have not been productive in training camp. They certainly were not productive last week in the preseason opener.
You look at Nelson Agholor was shut out in the opener. Ruben Randall looked disinterested. Josh Huff had the fumble. You know, it's a unit that needs to be challenged. I think this is a move, Dave, where last year, this type of move would not have been made. They wouldn't have done something to shake up the roster like this. I think they pretty much had to go out there and say to themselves, look, we don't need to wait until then the training camp. We don't need to wait till week four of the regular season when we realize that this is an issue. Howie Roseman had the foresight to say, look, we've done business with the Titans before. They need an offensive lineman. We could use a talented wide receiver. Let's go in there now and give Greg Lewis someone else to work with and challenge the guys in that locker room to say, look, this is a wake-up call. You're not going to just earn your way into this football team, be able to coast into the regular season. They need to get production now, and that's why they went out to get Green back home.
And coupled with the challenging of the wide receiver group, the Eagles believe in some of their young offensive linemen to replace the versatility that Dennis Kelly brought to the table. A backup at both tackle positions also can slide inside and play guard. So now the Eagles inside looking at some of their younger players, Isaac Seumalo, Darryl Green also on the outside. It's Big V, the fifth-round draft pick, and then Dylan Gordon, who plays guard and tackle, and we'll see him on Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll also see Zach Ertz against the Steelers, the talented tight end, a big part of this Eagles offense. And when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, we go one-on-one with the tight end, Zach Ertz.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
I enjoy gardening. I like to plant seeds and watch what grows. Several years ago, I fell, so I went to my local orthopedic doctor who performed a knee replacement. After a year of a lot of pain, I decided I needed a second opinion, so I went to Rothman at Jefferson. As soon as the doctor operated on me, I could tell right away that things were totally different. Now I can garden again, I can kneel, and I'm just very, very grateful for Rothman at Jefferson Hospital.
Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson back with you. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We all expect Zach Ertz to be a big part of this Eagles offense in 2016. Well, his calendar year started with a bang, and it's just getting better. We go one-on-one with tight end Zach Ertz.
All right, Eagles fans, I'm Alex Smith back here at the NovaCare Complex, and today I am very pleased to be joined by Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. Zach, a busy offseason around here. New coaching staff, obviously, in the building. A new contract for you. You got engaged as well. Yeah. How do you sum up this offseason?
It was a whirlwind. Honestly, it feels like we just played the Giants January 4th of 2016, about a week ago. But it's been a great offseason. I think the team really improved, both as a team standpoint and as a staff standpoint. I think guys are really excited to play for Doug. And it's been a great offseason.
What's the general sense about the coaching staff inside the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's very detail-oriented. Everything is mapped out exactly how the coaches want it run each and every day, whether it be offensively or defensively. I think the defense is I think Schwartz is going to be unbelievable for our defense. I mean, to have Fletcher Cox not really worry about double teams as much and Vinny Curry and Brandon Graham and Connor Barwin and Benny Logan. I mean, those front five guys are going to be extremely tough to stop as an offense. I think we're going to be really good, honestly. I think people are kind of underestimating us per se. But guys are really excited about it.
Do you like being underestimated? Does that kind of put a chip on your shoulder?
I mean, last year was kind of the complete opposite, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all media-driven. We're focused on getting better each and every day. We can't really focus on the outside sources and forces at play each and every day. At the end of the day, we got to come out here and make plays on Sunday, each and every Sunday, and in practice, it starts there.
Zach, going back to the offseason, you spent some time with Sam Bradford and Jordan Matthews. What was the benefit of having that time together?
Yeah, you know, when we're in practice, I mean, guys, A, are extremely tired, and B, there's not a lot of time just between reps to kind of talk about a route or how Sam wants something run or how the coaches want something run. So in Oklahoma, we kind of had the opportunity to kind of take a step back and really talk about each and every route, how Sam wanted it run, how Jordan saw it, how I saw it. And I think it's going to be extremely beneficial for us.
I was talking to Jordan a couple weeks ago, and he mentioned your work ethic. He said that you'll be texting him at all hours about, you know, what the workout is for tomorrow, that kind of thing. Where does that work ethic come from?
I think a long time ago, we had a Steve Wisniewski, Stefan's uncle, worked at Stanford, and he kind of just preached to us that when he was playing, he didn't want to have any regrets when he was done. And that kind of really hit home with me in particular, just because this is such a short chapter of our lives. It's 15 years, hopefully, for a lot of us, the max, 10 to 15 years, hopefully. And it's such a short chapter that you really want to put everything into it. And that's kind of the way I've approached it each and every day. Obviously, I'm not perfect. I'm probably never going to be perfect. I'm going to have bad blocks. I'm going to have drops. But at the end of the day, when the season's over, I'm going to be able to look back and say, hey, I did everything I could. There's nothing I could have done better. I poured my heart and soul into it, and that's kind of where it stems from.
So what are you working on specifically heading into this season? Is there one area of your game?
Just to be a leader of this team, honestly. I think I've put the work on the field for the past 3 years. The coaches know what I can do. The players know what I can do. And just be kind of more of a vocal leader is one thing. Obviously, the football side is extremely challenging each and every day to come out here and make plays. But the consistency factor is huge. Obviously, some games I've had huge games. Some games not as many catches. So I think the consistency and just being more of a leader.
Zach, my final question for you. We've heard a lot about the three tight end sets and, you know, using a lot of different tight end sets in this offense. What does that mean for you as a player? I mean, how does this scheme compare to what you've run in the past few years here or even back at Stanford?
Yeah, I mean, the past 3 years we were pretty much a one tight end offense, three receivers, one running back, whereas this year we're really going to diversify the personnels out there. And I think it really puts a lot of the onus on the players to know what position you're going to play, where you're going to line up, how to run each and every route depending on what position you're playing. It's extremely similar to what I ran in college. We had a lot of really good tight ends, very similar here. All of us were different. All of us here are pretty different. There's not one player that kind of matches up identical to the other person. So I think it's a very diverse group. I think Trey's going to have a great year. Brent's going to always do his thing, and hopefully have a great year as well.
Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks very much, guys. Chris, I got to ask you, over-under for Zach Ertz receptions, 87 this year, right?
87 receptions?
Yeah, you're going over under.
Slight under. Okay. In that ballpark, I think that's a good over-under, but I think one thing to keep an eye on is if Lane Johnson is suspended, and it seems like that could be imminent, how will that impact Zach Ertz's role in the offense? Will he be asked to do more inline blocking? Will he not be able to go down those seam routes as much? So, you know, 87, that's a strong number, and he had very good totals last season. I believe he had 75 where he finished at. So I'll go a little bit under, but I think you're in the right ballpark.
I go over because I've seen even if Lane Johnson is suspended, the Eagles will find a way to get Zach Ertz out on passing routes and get the ball in his hands. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we sit down with the Uber fan, Jim Kramer, the Mad Money Man, talking Eagles.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You know, you just to touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Welcome back, Dave and Chris here. We love meeting all the fans. All of you are great. All of you are equal. You all love the Eagles. But there's one fan who comes around once a year during training camp who really brightens up the day with his energy, with his enthusiasm, in fact, his craziness, his love for the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Jim Cramer, CNBC's Mad Money Man, a never-die Eagles fan, who, Chris, he came by the other day, and he's just raving about this football team.
No question. I mean, he's mad about money. He's mad about the Eagles. He had a chance to address the team following practice earlier this week, and Dave Spadaro had a chance to sit down with him. And this little teaser, which we'll have for you tomorrow on PhiladelphiaEagles.com in the full interview, he shared a story about getting a certain item from a former Eagle.
The last game at the Meadowlands at the old Giant Stadium, I was sitting in the first row behind the Eagles bench, and we won that game. David Eckers gave me the game ball, and I was seized by the moment. And I just said, Brent, take no prisoners, TNP. So I gave him a little TNP, take no prisoners, because that's what we have to do. Okay. See, they take the prisoners, man, that's soft.
I understand.
These guys are hard and they're united. There is a vibe.
So you got the sense that this team is a tough guy team.
I think the team's like the town.
That's just a taste of Jim Cramer. Remember, we'll have that for you tomorrow here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A busy day at the NovaCare Complex and a busy couple of days ahead as the Eagles prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night.
We mentioned the 1-on-1 with Jim Cramer from Mad Money will be available. He also talks about the take no prisoners approach, which he told the team and why they should embrace that in 2016, because he certainly wants to see this Eagles team win now.
Don't we all? And so then we got a football game to think about here, too, Chris.
A football game? Yeah, we're going to get to that. So in studio, offensive coordinator Frank Reich, what did he see from the first preseason game? What is he looking forward to evaluating this Thursday night, including the potential addition of Dorrell Green Beckham? He won't be on the field for the Steelers game, but what will he add to his depth chart down the line? And then tomorrow, believe it or not, it's already over?
Yep. Training camp is over, everybody. And the inside training camp is over with that, so... No tears. We got a lot to get to as the regular season draws a little bit closer.
Certainly.
We thank you for joining us here today on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day, everyone.